WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. More snow is expected today in the Northeast, and the nationwide blast of winter weather has been linked to at least 45 deaths coast to coast since Sunday. Three people were killed in Portland, Oregon, after a power line fell on a parked car. Rick Graves with Portland Fire says they were killed when they got out of the car.
At closest where they were located, they were probably 5 feet away from where the wire was on the ground and where they were.
He says it's safe to stay in the car. There are more than 113,000 power outages in Oregon because of an ice storm. The governor declared a statewide emergency. There will not be a government shutdown today. Congress passed a short-term funding measure to keep the government funded through March. Former President Donald Trump, in a filing to the Supreme Court, warned of bedlam if his name's not allowed to appear on ballots. And Attorney General Merrick Garland said victims of the Uvalde, Texas school shooting deserved better after a Justice Department report on how law enforcement responded. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
A fire that happened early Wednesday morning destroyed a barn and killed a calf when it broke out on a farm outside of Mauston. According to the Linden Station Fire Department, crews arrived to find smoke and fire showing from the barn. Firefighters called in help from the Mauston Fire Department. Crews had the fire under control in about an hour. One calf died in the fire. Firefighters say the other cows were moved to the other farms so they could be milked. The cause of the fire is under investigation. Two people survived a house fire in Lafayette County early Wednesday morning, according to the Lafayette County Sheriff's Office. The fire broke out at a home on County Q in the town of New Diggins. At the time of the fire, two people were home. Those people safely got out. No injuries were reported. The house, though, is considered a total loss. The cause of that fire also remains under investigation. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM Weather, sponsored by Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring of Reedsburg. Stop in for all your furniture, flooring, and blind needs. See us at 2543 East Main Street in Reedsburg.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Mostly cloudy today. We may see a few off and on flurries at times through the day, and it's going to be cold too, with a high of only 7 above the wind chill. Single digits to teens below zero here for most of the day. Tonight, clear, 5 below. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, 13. We are going to warm it up. We're talking highs in the 30s for most of next week. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 2 above.
99.7.
You never comprehend. No need to worry, no need to cry. maximum hits. 99.7 Max FM. I'm Maddie Jones. Happy Friday. Billy Idol now with Moni Moni.
And more. I love Jack. You say,
oh, tainted love. 99 Max FM.
Story going up in Spanish Harlem. poor is getting poorer. See me and Maria on the corner, thinking of ways to make it better. In my mailbox, there's an eviction letter. Somebody just said, see you later.
Santana with the product G&B. There is Maria Maria, maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. Hopefully you're having a great Friday. I mean, easy to do when it's a Friday. The moment that alarm goes off, you know it's going to be a good day because we are all ready for the weekend. Now, if you are a product of the Disney Channel and you remember Wizards of Waverly Place, you're going to love this because it turns out that Disney is now testing the waters for a revival of the popular show by ordering a pilot with both Selena Gomez and David Henry reprising their roles as Justin and Alex Russo. The story reportedly picks up after a mysterious incident at Wiz Tech where an adult Justin has left his wizard powers behind, opting for a more normal human life with his wife and two sons. When a powerful young wizard in need of training shows up at his door, and then Justin must embrace his past to ensure the future of the wizard world. Interesting stuff. But, you know, I loved Wizards of Waverly Place. I was a little bit older when it came on, but I would definitely sit down and watch a reprisal. I love Selena Gomez. I'm not ashamed to admit that. Taking a look at your forecast right now, mostly cloudy today, some flurries possible on and off. It's going to be cold, only 7 for a high. Wind chill is going to feel like the single digits to teens below zero throughout much of today. So make sure you dress appropriately heading out the door. Clear down to 5 below tonight. The mostly sunny 13 tomorrow. Looking much more promising next week as far as weather and temperatures. We are talking 30s for most of it. Right now, it's 4 above.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center has again been selected as one of the best places to work by Modern Healthcare. This is Bob Van Matron, President and CEO of Reedsburg Area Medical Center. I'm proud to announce that RAMC has received this prestigious honor for the third time. We've also earned the impressive ranking of 38th in the nation. That's a testament to the remarkable individuals who make up our team and their dedication to going beyond the expected each and every day. Thank you, REMC team. Well done.
High fashion doesn't have to mean a high price tag. Amber Lux Consignment Boutique in downtown Baraboo has name brand women, men, infant, and children clothing items, shoes, designer handbags, gift items, and much more. Women owned and operated, Amber Lux Consignment Boutique is located at 121 5th Street in Baraboo. New items are added daily. Stop in Tuesday through Saturday to find your new fashion focus for less at Amber Lux Consignment Boutique of Baraboo.
U.S. Cellular now has unlimited home internet for only $30 a month when you add a mobile line. And it's easy to set up, too, which means you can keep working remotely. Dad, who loves working from home?
Did I mention my fuzzy slippers are very professional looking?
U.S. Cellular, built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
Wow. High-speed, reliable, unlimited internet for your home or business for as low as $30 per month. Plus, get a free router valued up to $500. Hurry to your local U.S. Cellular in Baraboo, the Dells, and Reedsburg to start saving today.
Gotta squeeze a little
Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. Birthdays and anniversaries coming up later this morning. It's the big weekend list. If you're celebrating or know somebody who is, make sure you text us, 355-9970. Here's Crowded House.
There is freedom within, there is freedom without. Try to catch the deluge in a paper cup. There's a battle ahead, many battles are lost, but you'll never see the end of the road while you're traveling with me. Head down.
And more.
99.7 Max FM.
Let's get down to it.
Hit me with your best shot. There is Pat Benatar. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. If you're getting excited for the Super Bowl, and I know Packers only a couple games away, got to get past the 49ers, though, this weekend, right? Looks like there's going to be more entertainment for us to enjoy. Post Malone, Andra Day, and Reba McEntire have now been announced as pregame performers for Super Bowl 58. That's going to take place February 11th in Las Vegas. McEntire is actually going to kick things off with the national anthem. I think I love that move. Post Malone's going to perform America the Beautiful, and Day will wrap things up with Lift Every Voice and Sing. All three will have their performances paired with American Sign Language performances. Now, we all know that Usher's going to be headlining the halftime show. He says it has to be perfect. This was in an interview with Vogue this week. I've been doing this for 30 years. I want people who have been a part of that journey to feel like it's a celebration for everybody, for all of us, from the beginning up until this point. You know, I have to say, I was a little skeptical when they announced Usher. The more I hear him talk about it, the more I listen to Usher on all my playlists, I'm getting a little excited for this show. I hope it's as good as I want it to be. Like, sneakily good, right? That's what I'm hoping anyway. But there you go. If you're looking forward to the halftime show, a little bit of everything for everybody as far as entertainment and entertainers go. Coming up, a detailed look at your forecast. Looks like we could see some flurries on and off today. It is going to be cold as well. Wind chills, once again, a factor. We'll talk about that in just a moment. The good news is next week, it's looking much better as far as temperatures go. So Sean's going to tell us about that. We'll also have a look at sports next here on Max FM.
Your experience is our top priority at Backroad Baraboo Motors, where you'll find a top-notch crew that gets the job done right, thorough advisors that explain it all, a free car wash with every visit, and a waiting room where you won't mind the wait. From routine service to major repairs, our certified team is here for you. Backroad Baraboo Motors, proudly servicing all makes and models, just off Highway 136 in Baraboo and online at baraboomotors.com.
The new Legacy Dinner Theater in Wisconsin Dells is proud to present the Winter Concert Series. With over 20 tribute concerts in January, February, and March, it may be cold outside, but at the Legacy Dinner Theater, things will heat up on Friday, January 26th, when Jimmy Holmes takes the stage with his tribute to Elvis. Jimmy has won numerous awards, including the 2023 Images of the King World Championship. Then, on Saturday, January 27th, straight from the Twin Cities, it's Chase and Ovation, who have been presenting the ultimate tribute to the music of Prince for over 17 years. And coming to the Legacy Dinner Theater in Wisconsin Dells in February, their tributes to the best in yacht rock: Jimmy Buffett, Dolly Parton, Tom Petty, Buddy Holly, Boston, Styx, and more. But hurry, tickets are going fast. For the complete listing of over 20 tribute concerts coming to Wisconsin Dells in January, February, and March, check out the Winter Concert Series at LegacyDinnerTheater.com. That's LegacyDinnerTheater.com.
My dad has a cold, but also has high blood pressure. That's why I got him Vicks NyQuil High Blood Pressure for fast, powerful nighttime relief. Unlike some ordinary cold medicines, it's specially formulated for people like my dad. NyQuil High Blood Pressure is sugar-free, alcohol-free, and decongestant-free.
Vicks NyQuil High Blood Pressure. The nighttime sniffling, sneezing, coughing, aching, fever, sore throat, cold, and flu for people with high blood pressure.
Like my dad.
Medicine. Use as directed.
The Packers are once again big underdogs for Saturday night's divisional playoff game at San Francisco against the 49ers. I'm Bill Scott with sports, but that was also the case last week in Dallas, yet the Packers ended the Cowboys season with a convincing 48-32 victory. The key for Matt LaFleur, trying to get his team to understand just how physical the 49ers are.
You can see it shows on tape. Their play style definitely shows up, but, you know, I've been impressed with our group in terms of just we've had 20 games or whatever it's been now to get prepared for this moment, and I love the approach of the guys, and we're just going to have to go out there and play without any hesitation.
College basketball last night, Green Bay stayed tied with Oakland atop the Horizon League, knocking off Wright State 88-81. The Phoenix have won 7 of 8. Milwaukee fell to Northern Kentucky 90-72. Badgers return to Big Ten action tonight. They're the only Big Ten game on the docket at home against the Indiana Hoosiers. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Mostly cloudy today. We may see a few off and on flurries at times through the day, and it's going to be cold too, with a high of only 7 above the wind chill. Single digits to teens below zero here for most of the day. Tonight, clear, 5 below. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, 13. We are going to warm it up. We're talking highs in the 30s for most of next week. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 2 above.
99.7.
One day and the next day gone. Sometimes you bend, sometimes you stand, sometimes you turn your back to the wind. There's a world outside the darkened door where blues won't haunt you anymore. With a brave heart, free lover's soul, come ride with me to the distant shore. We won't hesitate, break down the garden gate. There's not much time left today.
Hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. Now, we all know how amazing dogs are, and this one could have actually saved some lives. He lives in Philadelphia, and he kept digging holes in his owner's yard, and the owner couldn't figure out why. Turned out there was an underground gas leak that could have caused a huge explosion. It took workers 3 days to fix it. They say if he had found this leak, the woman's whole house could have blown up, maybe her neighbor's houses too. What a good boy. Extra treats for him. The Tubes now on Max FM.
Step right up and don't be shy.
Really good mix of music.
80s, 90s, and more. 99.7.
Best rock, man.
Max FM.
We'll be right back.
Heart with the Loan. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. I'm one of those people in the world that is certainly glad that Nancy and Ann Wilson, of course, the founding members of Heart, have solved their differences as sisters and are back in the studio making more music and touring together, because we all need more heart in the world. Let's just put it like that. Taking a look at your forecast right now. Mostly cloudy today. A few flurries on and off. Cold with a high only around 7 above. Wind chill is going to feel more like the single digits to teens below zero. Clear down to 5 below tonight, then lots of sun, 13 tomorrow, looking for 30s next week. So we are definitely going to warm things up. Right now, it's 4 above. Coming up this morning on Max FM, Chris Hobble, our Packers expert, is going to join us as we talk about the Packers and the 49ers divisional playoff football. I, for one, am very excited about this. Plus, Friday is our favorite night for pizza, of course, because who wants to cook on a Friday night? Turns out, though, some toppings completely off limits. We're going to talk about that list. And men really are better with directions. This isn't me just saying it. It comes up to us from actual studies and science. So we'll talk about that this morning, too. Birthdays and anniversaries coming up. It's our big weekend list. If you're celebrating today or over the weekend, or maybe know somebody who is, make sure you text us on the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line, 355-9970. ABC News and local news right around 7 o'clock. Sports later this morning with Mike Ganger, plus all the music you need to start this Friday. It's all coming up on 99.7 Max FM.
Kanamichi Craft Bar in Baraboo is the perfect place to meet family and friends for get-togethers and events. They have amazing charcuterie boards, wine from across the globe, craft beer and cocktails, retail wine, and gift cards. Kanamichi is at 126 3rd Street in downtown Baraboo. Be sure to check out their Facebook post for more upcoming live music, comedy, game nights, and events. Kanamichi Craft Bar in downtown Baraboo.
Hi, I'm Craig with Pierce's Express Market and Pierce's West Express. Help us support the local student athletes of the Baraboo School District by using our spirit pumps. Every time you use the specially marked spirit pumps, 2 cents from every gallon is donated to a Baraboo school activity, sport, or youth program.
In the month of January, the spirit pumps will benefit the Baraboo High School Wrestling. Please support our local students by using the spirit pumps at Pierce's Express Market and Pierce's West Express in Baraboo.
We tend not to think about right now, but right now in front of us is victory over cancer. Right now, cancer research funded by the V Foundation is leading to better treatments and saving lives. When you give to the V Foundation, 100% of your donation goes directly to game-changing cancer research. Victory over cancer is there for the taking by you. Donate at V.org, because today's cancer research is tomorrow's victory.
Don't give up. Don't ever give up.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
I shook you up.
WRPQ Baraboo.
2279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Biden said Thursday that while U.S. strikes are not stopping Houthi rebels in Yemen, they will continue. Retired Marine Colonel Steve Gagnard.